Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all got the wrong attitude about who God is. God is a militant God. He ain't no plaything. He's not no little God that just let the devil do what he wanted to do. Jesus was radical. He was bad. Hey, he's a militant God. Hallelujah. He says, "Follow and take it by force." When are you going to pick up your weapon? Hallelujah. You're not going to be able to succeed in life just being a little sissy and a little passive Christian. Hallelujah. The church has no business being sissy. The church has no business being weak. He said, "After the Holy Ghost come, ye shall have power."
Save me, deliver me, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord. Come on, do you feel it? Hallelujah. Let's sing it.
The presence of the Lord is here.
The presence of the Lord.
The presence of the Lord is here.
The presence of the Lord.
The presence of the Lord.
Listen,
everybody blow the song.
God bless you and God bless you, saints of God. It is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I give God the glory, we give God the praise, and I thank God for each and every one of you to turn it in this afternoon, for the Spirit of the Lord can be a blessing to you. I'm telling you right now, I know that the race is not given to the swift or the strong. It doesn't matter how fast you might think you be, how fast you are. It's not how strong you also think you is, but I'm telling you right now, it's not given to the swift or the strong, but it's given to the physical that is a endure. I'm telling you right now, thanks to God, some of you might come to this part of your life. You might went down the weakest. You might have a weakest moment of your walking life. I'm telling you right now, it's not given to the part of not strong enough. It's just going to give it to you endure. And I thank God that each and every one of you on the phone this evening, I thank God that I realize that you are strong. You're not going to allow any situations that could take you out and make you become weak, that you could become, my God, you don't have enough strength to move on. Listen, I want to give a special shout out once again. We'd like to thank our partners and listeners for tuning in and following us every day. Just been so faithful. My hats go off to you all. Hopefully one day we'll be able to fly and be able to meet every one of you as ADM family begin one day, as the Lord release us to begin to have a team to begin to move out and to visit each and every one of you. California, we definitely want to send our special shout outs. Nevada, we thank God for you. Texas, we thank God for you. Pennsylvania, we thank God for you. New York, Minnesota, we thank God for our brothers and sisters, and also for our new state that just coming in and being a part and just accepting us as a social media church family. Amen. And that is a very big deal. My God Almighty. Tennessee, we thank God for you as well. Georgia, it always a blessing right here in our own town and our backyard. Listen, in our family in international waters, we definitely want to give them a special shout out. Norway, that is our second home. Amen. We ready to do a revival over there in Norway. And we thank God for you being so faithful day and night. My God Almighty, you've been so faithful just coming in and tuning in with us. So I thank God for you. Also, France, we thank God for France and United Kingdom. We thank God for you all as well. Saints of God, I thank God for each and every one of you for just tuning in and being a part. It's always a blessing to seek the Spirit of the living God. Listen, I don't want to hold on too much time. I want to go ahead and move forward because we want to end this and close this with our prayer for 7 p.m. We've been in the 7 p.m. prayer. We've been having a little bit of turbulence, but that's all right. One thing about it, we're going to stay focused, because at the end of the day, the devil is not going to have this one. I wish I had some radical saints of God that is on this line and just not ready for another prayer meeting, or somebody can hoot or holler in your ear, but somebody ready to bombard heaven on your behalf. I'm talking about ready to do a shaking in the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about ready to do a flip up upside down in the Spirit of God. I don't got time to be cute. I don't got time to get on another line. I'm talking, is there anybody, my God, this afternoon that's saying to himself, you know what, Pastor, I don't got time to get on another prayer line and just playing games. We hooping and hollering and putting all in the phone, and it is nothing moving. My God, can I keep it real with you? It's nothing moving. But I need a shaking in the Holy Ghost. I need a shaking in my spirit. I'm about finna lose my mind. I need God to show up. I'm about finna get ready to get eviction. Lights finna get cut off. We don't have no food to eat, and I need God to move right now. I just don't need another hoop. I need somebody gonna help me to bring my help. Y'all about to leave me alone, cause I'm about ready to get ready. Tap into that place. Listen, I'm going to bring on Mother Price. Go ahead and help me out. Right after that, we're going to give Mother Helen to bring words of inspiration. Right after Mother Helen, amen, I'm going to come right back. We're going to shake. We're going to rumble our heaven, because nobody is a liar but the devil. Is there any radical people out there, my God Almighty, this afternoon that say, you know what? The devil been taking a lot of stuff. Not only the devil, but the devil is blocking me for receiving the teacher, for receiving the different things that I need to go ahead into. I need to tap into that place with God, my God Almighty. But I'm not going to let the devil stop. I'm not He must the devil. You, some of us need to look in the mirror. If you're driving in a car, look in your rearview mirror, amen, and say, I'm not going to allow myself to stop for receiving this one. Is there anybody ready to receive the healing? I'm talking about not getting in these church huddles and we all just yelling and yelling and yelling and talking and talking, but I'm talking about some my God faith believing walking folk that ready to see the supernatural to come in their reality in their life. If that's you, you need to just go ahead and give God a praise right there in your living room, or praise right there in your car. If you're listening to us by a phone call, you need to go ahead and give God a praise right there. Somebody need to give Mother Price, you better get this, because I feel the heat of the Holy Ghost finna get ready to start moving in just a little bit. God bless you, Mother Price.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you. Oh, God. First of all, I have to give God the honor who's the head of my life. It's the Pastor Temple. It's the First Lady Temple. And everyone at ADM in the front line this day. Father God, we come to you once more. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come to you letting you know we're so grateful and thankful, God. Just allow you to let us see this day, God. Allow, we just thank you, God. Of these lips of clay, God, that we can open it up and begin to praise you and give you all the glory, God. We thank you for this day, God. Oh, God, we thank you how you continue to heal our bodies, God. Oh, no matter what the enemy do, God, we realize, God, he's already defeated in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you're keeping us strong, pressing on, going on, no matter what happen, and no matter what's in our way, God, we realize the blood of Jesus has sustained us in the mighty name of Jesus, God, so we just say thank you, God. Oh, God, let us continue to lean to your own understanding, not our own standing, God. Continue to let us lay before you, God, and let you minister and pour into us, God, what you would have us to say in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the boldness, God. We go to those changes, day. Oh, God, we give glorify your name, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we continue to lift every minister up a hill of God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to pull in, God, what they have pulled out into your sheets, God. We pray, God, that you continue to let them cry loud and stand out in the name of Jesus this day, God. Oh, we lift our family members up, God, most of all, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God, to save, deliver, and set free, and fill them with your Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, today we ask you, God. Oh, God, control our mouthpiece, God. You tell us in your word, how do the Bible say, that bitter and sweet can't come from the soul, the same lips, God. So we ask you, God, to deliver us, God, from the things that we say to one another and to the things that we say on the outside when we really think people not listening, God. But, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, they are listening. They are hearing, God. Oh, teach us, God, to continue to be obedient, God, and to you and to our leaders in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to open our ears that we may hear you only, God. Continue to open our eyes in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you this day, God. We thank you, God. Continue to turn the fire upon us, God. Continue to let us have that zeal like never before in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us want to grab on to you, God. More of you and less of us in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, this day, God. Oh, God, we pray for our little ones, God. Our mates, God. Continue to make them the man of God that you would have them to be, God. God. Let them walk just like you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, hey, God, yes, Lord. Live holy as holy man shall live. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, because we realize holiness is the way. It's 7 days a week, not just on the Sunday, it's 7 days a week. All day long, God. Teach us, God, to humble ourselves, be meek and humble, out of the voice, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this day, God, that you pull every stronghold down in our life, out of the voice, God. And breaking every stronghold in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus around mine, God. We thank you for being that mind regulator, God. We just thank you. We thank you, God. Can't get enough. Just thank you, God. We realize, God, on the bullshit. Somebody right now, go to the bullshit, God. It's a man down on the bullshit. Can't even move. Oh, but I speak of you. Just have a mind of Jesus. Just begin to praise God in your mind. Just begin to speak God's words in your mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for raising the sick from the dead, God. We thank you for raising them off the sick bed. Healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for giving somebody a breakthrough today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for delivering a soul today in the mighty name of Jesus. Save the Lord of Oshay. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Hey, God, we thank you for breaking habits today, God. Echo in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. It's over habits, God. Break, he come to the bullshit. Habits in the name of Jesus. Come to the bullshit, God. We thank you. It's not on the bullshit, God. We thank you this day, God. We thank you for tearing down out of the bullshit. Strongholds, God. Out of the bullshit. Strongholds, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you, God. Out of the bullshit, God. We thank you, God, for keeping a shadow over our head. God, realizing it's not us, but it's you, God, that's doing it, God. Oh, God, teach us, God, not to begin so beside ourselves, God, and try to take your glory, because no man can take your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for all the things that you do, God. We realize it's you and none of us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us continue to push, God, push into that place where you want us to be, God, of a boat. Hey, God, hey, glory to God. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Let us continue to push. And to the condolable place that you will have us to be in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to do a great work in us, God. Oh, my God, we pray, God, when people see us, they'll see you. Condolable, God. Not us, but you, God. Condolable, God. When we love one another like you, God. When we begin to walk like condolable, God. See through your eyes in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. These things we ask, Lord, in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, this thing. Amen, amen, amen.
Good evening. God bless you, Mother Price. You always set it up, Father. I give honor to God, who's the giver of my life. You just kept me all of my life. And I give honor to Prophet Temple, Lady Lakeisha Temple, and to all of my ADM family, especially the front line, and everybody under the sound of my voice. It is a good day to be alive. And tonight I'm just going to encourage you from the 34th Psalm. And before I do, I got to set it up and give you a background on how David came to write this. And we're going to be coming from the 21st chapter of 1 Samuel, starting at the 10th verse. That day, David fled from Saul and went to Aish, king of Gath. But the servants of Aish said to him, "Isn't this David, the king of the land? Isn't he the one they sing about in their dances? Saul has slain his 1,000, but David slayed 10,000. David took these words to heart and was very much afraid. So he pretended to be insane, and he just acted like he was crazy. They say he started spitting on the ground, spitting down his beard, knocking at doors or the gate, just letting saliva run down his beard. And Aish said to his servant, look at this man. He is insane. Why bring him to me? Am I short of mad men that you have to bring this fella here to carry on like this in front of me? Must this man come into my house?" And bingo, that's all David wanted to know. So this is why he began to write the 31st Psalm. And I want to talk about, even though so much is going on in our lives and the people that we know, some of our family members, this is still a good time for God's people. Several of the reason why we can be just like David. And it reads thus, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Though you look to him, a radiant, their faces are never covered with shame. And I'm going to be pivoting on the sixth verse down to the seventh. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. And you know that is something. We read this psalm, but do we really take it in and know what it says? That means whatever we going through, whatever the enemy throws at us, we got to know that he is our protector at all times, in every situation of life, in any event that occurs. You always should bless the Lord at all times. His praise should be ever be in your mouth. We should always look to the hills from which cometh all our help. Suppose some people would say that David wasn't a saint because he deceived the king and he kind of lied. But how many of us wouldn't try to save our neck if we got caught up in the same situation? So even though he didn't see no signs, but he knew that he was serving an invisible God, that all he had to do was just praise him and bless him at all times, make his boast in the Lord. We're not talking about boasting about what you make, the kind of clothes you wear, the house you live in, or cars that you drive, or even how beautiful you are, or how educated you are, or how educated your children are, or how prosperous all of your family is. We're talking about making a boast in the Lord, to know that Lord is a deliverer, that he'll keep you in all your ways if you acknowledge him. He said the poor man called, and the Lord heard him, and he saved him out of all of his trouble. That means us too. All we got to do is just reach out and call on him. Have no fear. And I'm just going to stop and tell you to write down the word fear. It has two meanings. F-E-A-R, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. When David wrote this psalm, he pretended to be insane in front of Amalek or Amish. But then he began to still think about it. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and he saved him out of all his troubles. Angels camped all around about him. There are angels that encamp around about you. You may not see them, but that's when you trust the invisible God. Don't wait to see a sign. Just know that you can taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints. That don't mean you're scared to go out the door, and you're scared if you do this or that. When they say fear, that means you know that you know whatever come up on you, you respect the Lord. You give him high regard, knowing that he will bring you out. Don't use him for a toy or use him for what you can get. Always remember, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. And that's what prophet is for saying when he came on the air. No matter what you're going through, you have to look that devil in the face and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And we're going to come, my children. Listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you love life and desire to see many good days, that means keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against all of those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. Again, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hear them. He delivers them from all of their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Do you know how miserable and how scared David must have been? Saul was chasing him to kill him. Then when the man found out who he really was or how powerful he was, he probably would have killed him. So he had to think quick. He didn't even have time to say, God, can you help me? He just started acting crazy, acting insane. Tell you a true story, short story. My neighbor, about 4 years ago, was saying that he had put in for his disability, and every time he got turned down. And me being comical as I like to be, but real serious with it, I said, Johnny, when you go down there, do you go down that shop? He said, yeah. He said, I want to impress him. I said, no, that's the wrong thing to do. I said, next time you go down there with your shoes on the wrong feet and your shirt inside out, and you act crazy. Tell him you see bugs upside the wall. He said, I'm going to try that, Helen. He went down there, and he did just what I said. He was sort of like David. He starts slobbering, knocking at the gate, beating on the wall. And about, I guess, 3 weeks later, he got his letter and his back money. So sometimes you have to do what you have to do. Not condoning lies or not condoning or being deceit, but it is what it is. The righteous cry, and the Lord hear them. He delivered them from all their troubles. I'm going to keep reiterating that because sometimes we don't believe it. The Lord is close to us that are brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles. We will go through many things, but we must bless the Lord at all times. We have to keep praising him because he is our protector, our provider. But the Lord, he says, deliver him from them all. That means you. That means me. He protect all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil may slay the wicked, and the foes of the righteous will be condemned. But listen to this. The Lord redeemed his servants. No one will be condemned who take refuge in him. Hear me tonight, people, everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Just don't read this psalm just to be reading something. But take it to heart. Chew on it. Keep it in you. Say, no matter what it is, no matter what bill I can't pay, no matter if I'm about to be evicted, no matter if I'm getting a bad report from the doctor, but I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually be in my mouth. And last but not least, Ephesians 5:20 tells us to pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. So whatever we're going through, that means we pray, we give thanks, and we bless the Lord at all times. He said that he will not a bone will be broken, that we trust in him. Keep our mouth from lies, keep evil thinking, evil speaking. Like Pastor say, stay away from toxic people. Anybody that's not trying to go where you go, you have to just say, I'll holler, and bless the Lord at all times. And let his praise forever be in your mouth. And remember what I told you about fear. Everybody, write it down. Has two meanings. Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. When David wrote this song, he pretended to be insane, but we don't have to pretend to be insane. We got a God that loves us. He sees everything that we do. He knows every strand of hair on our head. That's why when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And give him sincere praise. Don't be like tinkling brass and sounding temple. When I praise God, I'm praising him with all my might. I have a lot to praise God for. I think about where he brought me from this day to now. And I tell you the truth, I look around and I see a lot of men, women who are not near my age They're already on walkers and crutches and already, you know, got all kind of disease on their bodies. So that makes me just want to run on. I know what the end is going to be because I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and I'm going to let his praise forever be in my mouth. And I will not fear. I'm going to face everything and rise because the choice is mine and the choice is yours. God bless you. And may the love of God forever shine upon you. And now I will send it back over to my wonderful pastor, Prophet Temple. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you, Mother Helen. God bless you. What a beautiful thing to sum it up. I'm telling you right now, says to God, I'm about ready to give God a praise. See, some of you was facing that same situation that David faced. My God, he got one person want to kill him. This other person, if he find out who he is, he going to want to kill him. I don't know about you, but some of you are facing a situation that seems like it going to take you out. It going to take you down. And sometimes I tell them quick, I'm not playing crazy. I am crazy. I'm crazy for the Lord. Is there anybody, my God, this afternoon got a praise in their belly, got a hoop in their holler, and praise for the Lord? See, sometimes, watch this, my God, y'all finna make me act a fool up in here. Sometimes, when you get in the midst of your situation, when you feel like your body, when you got reports from one end and the other end, you're not getting good reports with your health, you're not getting good reports with your finances, job is not coming around, seems like things are just falling all apart. That's when you got to let the devil know you think you crazy. I'm crazier than you. And sometimes I cannot wait till Sunday morning. I can't wait till another revival, but I got to give God a praise all by myself. I got to give God a praise. My God, is there anybody tonight got a praise in their belly? My God, got a praise, a praise, got a stupid praise. No matter what it looks like, what it seems to be, but I got a praise down inside of me that it got to get out. I tell you what, right now, I'm going to go ahead and give you a few minutes and go ahead and give God a praise because ain't nobody mad but the devil. Sometimes if you're ready for your release, I love the story that Mother Helen, watch this. My God, before we give God a shout of praise, I'm help you out for a minute. I love the story that she was just sharing about her neighbor and how she had to tell her neighbor to do certain things. My God Almighty, because you're going to go into an environment where they want to evaluate your character. They want to evaluate you. My God, see, some of you saints of God, y'all are too pretty. You are dressed up. You got your nice suit on. You got your nice church gown going on. You are too pretty. Sometimes you need to go ahead and dress ugly because you're in an ugly situation and I need God to do an ugly, sometimes to get some results. You got to get down and ugly and give God a praise. Well, I tell you what, we're going to give you 30 seconds and you just go ahead. Praise God for your mama. Praise God for yourself.
Hey,
you go ahead and
help. Thank you,
Jesus. I tell you what, you got to give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
He gave a new life. He gave a new strength. That's what he's done.
That's what he's done.
I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad about it.
Don't sit here and play with it and think we on another prayer line. And baby, listen here. We don't got ABM, don't got time to play games. We don't got time to be another fluff-up message or fluff-up prayer line. I need to get some results. And if I got to lose my mind in my house, if you need to pull that car over, park in a gas station, go ahead and lose your mind. Because everything's gonna turn around if I got to get crazy. For the devil's sake, you are insane. Well, so shall it be. That's the kingdom of heaven, something violent. Somebody about to go. I tell you what, you better go ahead and give them up.
In you.
That's what he's done.
Tell your neighbor.
That's what he's done.
God's been in you.
That's what he's done.
And that's what he's done.
That's what he's done.
That I get a witness. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Somebody need to praise him tonight, this afternoon, until you got some witness. You get some witness. Let your neighbor come over to your house. Is everything all right? I thought I probably had to call the police. I thought somebody is going mad. And you can let your neighbor know if somebody is going mad. I'm going mad from God because I know everything is working it out. Everything is, I feel a revival this night. I feel off in my holler. Somebody about to call the fire department and tell him he about to bring that spiritual water hose because we giving God a...
Oh!
pray for you. For you, you. Somebody needs to shout for their siblings. You need to shout for your spouse. You need to shout for your children. You need to shout for your neighbor. Somebody needs to shout for their pastor. I feel the Holy Ghost. Is there anybody turning around? I feel the turnaround. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Make up in your mind. I'm gonna soar. Make up in your mind. I'm gonna reach the attitude. If you call me crazy, call me crazy. If you call me and I lost my mind, maybe I did lost my mind. Maybe I am going crazy. Because my God Almighty, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it. And somebody about to give God a praise. I tell you what, you got 30 seconds. Give
them a praise. That's what he said. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Been a blessing to somebody. I hear God telling me, my God Almighty, and I know my wife is on a line in agreement right now. Listen, saints of God, I want you to catch this. I feel a blessing, my God Almighty, in the Holy Ghost. My God, what you want me to do, God? What you want me to do? Listen, I don't know about you, but it's two of you. My God, it's one of you on this line. You need help with school stuff. You need help, my God Almighty, a financial blessing. I'm telling you right now, I need you to press one. I need so who need a financial blessing? You go ahead and press one. And my God Almighty, you better take your phones off of mute. You better give us a last four digits. I'm telling you right now, things finna get ready to turn around for your good. My God Almighty, if you need a financial blessing, you better press one. Because I know that God is working in the midst. And I know that somebody on this line has been crying out to God and asking God if you could just give me a little something. My God Almighty, is there anybody tonight? I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a praise bait going to take place in a few minutes. While some of you individual pressing one, I tell you what, you might as well go ahead and give God a praise. You need to praise him that everything going to turn around. You need to praise him that God is working it out. You need to praise him. I feel the prophetic of the Holy Ghost. And I prophesy in the name of Jesus that you will no longer act cute. You no longer be pretty. You no longer sit on a pews and just say thank you, thank you, thank you. You will get ugly in the Holy Ghost. You'll get ugly for God. Is there anybody, my God Almighty, can I give God a praise? Can we just give God a praise? Y'all better give God a praise. I'm going to get ready to go on the phone lines in a few minutes. I got to give him a praise.
You need your
soul,
you need your soul, oh, if you need your soul.
And my God Almighty, I feel like, oh my God, somebody just need to go ahead and give them a praise. Give them a praise. Give them a praise. This is saints of God. You better take your phones off of mute. Make sure they're off of mute. And I'm going to read the last four digits of your phone number. And when I read it, I need you to go ahead and give God a praise. Because God don't show you. Your blessing is here. Your time is now. It's turning around. It's turning around. I feel the Holy Ghost. Anybody got a praise? My God Almighty. Lord, God bless you. God bless you, calling you on the air, 8338. God bless you. God bless you, caller. The last four digits of your phone number, 8338. Are you there, caller? Are you there, caller? Well, I'm finna go to the next caller. God bless you, caller. You on the air. 8923.
That's me. Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. You go ahead and give God a praise, my God. And I thank God for you to answer, sister. You go ahead and give God a praise because your blessing is here. And God's been working out, my God Almighty. Who we speaking to tonight?
You're speaking to Sandra Dixon from Cleveland, Ohio.
Sandra Dixon for Cleveland, Ohio. God bless you. You go ahead and give God a praise. Listen, sister, my God Almighty. Not only are we going to sow into your life, not only are we going to sow into your life, and we're going to sow as a ministry and as a family, we're going to sow a $50 seed in your life. Amen. And not only are we going to sow into your life, I hear the Spirit of the Living God say, you're going to get ready to move. Not you're going to get ready. Let me rephrase that because the Holy Ghost has put my coat there. He said, you are moving into a season where a financial breakthrough, my God, is going to be other things of the past. You're going to get ready to move into a time of now. And God said, Lord, as you keep praising me, as long as you keep stand fast, and as long as you keep serving me, and as long as you keep doing what you did in that last season. Let me help remind you. He said in that last season, you had to turn folks loose. You had to turn things, my God, you had to let some things go and turn some folks loose and make up in your mind that you got to go from the Lord. And God say, I got your back. It's your time. It's your season. You might as well go ahead and give God a praise on this line, sister. You go ahead and give God a praise because it's you.
Hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah, man of God. Hallelujah.
Somebody
go
ahead and praise God for this, sister. And not only that, before I let you go, I hear the Holy Ghost says, salvation finna hit your house like never before. And I'm telling you right now, you gotta give God a praise because you finna see a flip up upside down in your home. You give God a thanks because I'm here to tell you, everything is working out for his good. Lord, my God Almighty, I just wish somebody to help me to praise God on this line. Listen, we got 30 more seconds. I'm telling you right now, you go ahead and give God a praise. I'm talking about a right now praise, not none of your pretty church stuff, but I'm talking about the ugly stuff, the stuff you in your sleeping pajamas, your hair is all messed up, you got rollers all in your hair, you got my God Almighty Nazima all rolled all over your face. You just got to get ugly. I don't care about what I look like, I care about what I'm giving God. Go ahead and praise.
Yeah, that's what it does. That's what it does. That's what it does.
I get tired when I think about
what it does for me.
And Father, we thank you, my God, on tonight, how you're working things out for is good. And God, we pray that you release the rain in our life in the name of Jesus. Not only the former and the latter rain, God, but release the rain of the Holy Ghost. The rain that's going to wash everything, God, that is not like you, God, of our spirit. But we say yes unto you today, God. We say yes, God. We say yes. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you forgive us, God, for any doubt that we have, God, for any doubt that we had. And in my God Almighty, mind this population in the name of Jesus. And we prophesize to our now, and we also prophesize to our future that what we seen on yesterday, greater is coming to us now, and as greater is coming to our future in the name of Jesus. God, release the rain in the name of Jesus. Release it in the name of Jesus. Let the rain fall, God, in the name of Jesus, upon our life, upon our finances, upon our health, in the name of Jesus. Blow, Holy Ghost, from the north, east, the south, and the west, and we give you the praise. We worship you, God, in the daytime. We worship you, God, at night, and we say yes, God. Yes to your spirit. Yes, God. Yes to your will. Everybody got a yes, my God Almighty. A yes, my God, praise. A yes, praise in your spirit. A yes, praise in your, my God, your soul. I got to give God a yes. Tonight, God, we take a stand. We take a stand to move forward. We do not lose our focus. We will stay on our focus, God. If we have to stay on our faith, so shall it be, God. We ask you, God, let the Holy Ghost go before us like illuminated light. Shine bright in the midst of darkness, in the name of Jesus. For we walk by faith and not by sight, in the name of Jesus. For we say yes into the Lord. I dare somebody tonight, just go ahead and give God a yes praise. This is saints of God. I feel the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right now in the name of Jesus, some of you need to give God a yes in the Holy Ghost. Some of you need to give God a yes in the spirit of him. I got to give him a yes. Is there anybody on this line?
God,
go ahead and give God a yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I'm trying to mess with
Go ahead and give him a yes. Go ahead and give him a yes.
Yes, Lord.
Says, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I don't know who this for, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord says. He said, tell this young lady that I'm finna complete her healing now. He said, now I'm finna complete the healing. You begin a healing process. But God said, I'm finna go ahead and complete your healing because of your faith that you believe that I will do it. And God said, I will not allow you, my God, I will not let you down. I'm going to show you that I am God and I am a healer. And since you don't believe and you don't tug, and God said, tonight, daughter, you receive your healing as I breathe upon you right now, and I will work a miracle in your life. Tonight is your night. And I don't know who it is. If you're listening by way of phone call, by internet, you go ahead and receive your healing. You go ahead and receive what God has for you. My God Almighty, is anybody got a yes? My God, in the spirit, a yes in your soul. And I just got to give God a praise. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I got to get out of here. My God, I got to get out of here. But I'm telling you right now, you don't want to miss no other night. You don't want to miss now another night. You don't want to miss not even a morning. My God Almighty, come back with us at 7 a.m. We're going to be back at 7 p.m. I'm telling you right now, we got a yes in our belly. If you need to go up higher, this is the place. You need to be reignited. This is the place. I don't know about you, but I can't wait on another revival. I can't wait on something else. But I need God to move in right now. So therefore, my yes. That's got to be in win right now. So I'm telling you right now, as you're giving God your yes all over the world, nationally and internationally, as you're giving God a praise, you better believe and have the expectation that everything is working it out. And it's not working it out 2 or 3 years down the road. It's starting to work out win right now. Until this time tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., and we're going to be right back at 7 p.m., you go ahead and give God a yes.
Let it work for me. Worship me in spirit and in truth.